Well, David, we're super excited about this partnership and being able to kick it off amidst all the fun and excitement and energy here at AOBA 2025. I'd love to just start and get your opinion on, how do you define transaction enrichment and what does that mean to you?
Yeah, sure. I mean, transaction enrichment, I guess it started a few, a decade or so ago, with just cleansing transactions. And that was really just for UX benefits so that when a customer would log in to digital banking or maybe look at a transaction in their statement, they recognized it. And that was really the sole purpose of it, was to try to avoid kind of chargebacks just because the customer didn't recognize the transaction. And what we've done is gone well beyond that to really try to understand the account holder based on how and where they spend their money and make their money. I mean, we hear all the time that we as consumers and as businesses that we vote with our wallets, right? And if you can interpret those votes and you can understand what's happened in the life of that customer, how much better can you as the banker serve them?
Yeah, right. And truly understand that customer and their needs and have the opportunity to even react or be proactive from
Bingo.
that
Bingo.
perspective. I guess I'm kind of curious too, David, why have tran codes always been so tough for a bank to crack historically?
I think because tran codes were, and still to this day, are used for very operational purposes and not so much, say, customer service is even too narrow. Tran codes had very explicit functions and then nothing more. And then if you've done a core conversion, then you're not even using the latest and greatest of tran codes from your new core. You're probably still using sort of a translation of a translation of tran codes from a previous core or the core before that. Right? I think we see that time and time again. And that's what makes them, I think, such a hard nut to crack.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we run into that even just through what we experience with a lot of the data that we ingest into Clarivis. And we kind of joke that, the dirty secret in banking is that everybody has dirty data and trying to, through the years of maybe acquisitions or transitions in different tech stacks. And trying to marry all that together can be a very overwhelming project sometimes for a bank to take on. And so they don't always have the opportunity to tap into the value of a lot of those data insights. And I think, David, it was probably a year ago where when we met each other, our organizations, and started to have some discussions around what this could potentially mean for a partnership. And I think Fingal and the team there are just so culturally aligned to us here at Clarivis as well. It just seemed like a good fit. But I'd love to hear your perspective as to, why Clarivis? Why is this such a killer partnership for the industry?
Yeah, no, I think that's an awesome question, Amber. I mean, I came down and spent some time with the team in Roanoke, right, with the Clarivis team there. But we knew that this was a partnership that made sense, I think, because both organizations are so committed to community banking.
100%.
I feel like a broken record, but I travel all over the country. I jokingly say that, when people ask me what I do for a living, I say travel. And when you drive through a town that has a community bank on its main street and a town that used to, the difference is night and day, right? And I think that's why it's so important for organizations like ours to continue to support community banking, because that continues to be the lifeblood of Main Street throughout our communities, right? And that sort of shared value set between our orgs makes everything else so much easier.
Yeah, it's true. It's a lot of that personal commitment to seeing the value of watching community banks flourish and do what they do best, right? See these communities flourish and our country as a whole flourish, all due to that, is really interesting. And I love it when Kim tells her story of her passion behind starting Clarivis. It's very similar. Once she had an opportunity to work at a community bank and see the impact it can actually have on her community around her. It's hard not to drink the Kool-Aid after that, right?
That's
It's
right.
really that the tie between the two is pretty significant. And so I agree. I think it's a lot of that passion between both of our organizations really reaching towards accelerating the greater goals for our community banking industry that make this such a wonderful partnership. So I know thousands of bankers, literally thousands of bankers, are here in Phoenix for AOBA. They're hungry for growth strategies. There's a lot of different ways to skin that cat, but I'm curious your perspective on how transactional insights can impact some of those strategies for our banks going forward.
We hear bankers have been saying for 20 years that they want to make better use of the data that they have, right? And that's a really hard thing to do. There's so
As
much
we talked
potential in the
about, right?
data
Yes.
that totally, right? I mean, this is your bread and butter. And we at Fingo, we're just this very narrow slice of it. We go crazy deep, like probably best on the planet, certainly the best in the English speaking world on transaction data. But the entire amounts of data that these banks are sitting on is just so powerful, right? And if I'm a banker, if I'm sitting there in Phoenix, that's the one thing I'm thinking about is how can I make better use of my data, whether that is for, analytics, whether that is for getting ready for AI tooling, whatever it might be. You need to be making sense of your data for any of that kind of future to, happen for your bank. If you want to use data to grow, you have to be making sense of the data from day one.
Right. And in a timely manner. I hear stories where banks may embark on an exercise where maybe they'll go through and cleanse and try and categorize some of their data at a point in time. But it's like, that's just showing you a point in time. Let's not start really digging into what are the trends are telling us and how is that going to help me know which levers to pull in the future to quickly react to things that are happening in the market or impacting our customers and be able to move in a real agile manner. I think before it was, a lot of that slow paced moving and inability to quickly react. So banks can certainly be a lot more agile.
That's a really, really good point, Amber, because you're absolutely right. Oftentimes we'll be talking to a bank that has run a project internally where they looked at their data maybe for something or transaction data for something very specific, right? Maybe a new competitor moved into the market or launched a new product that was, kind of targeted right at the bank. And they just wanted to see, okay, how much of that happened? What was the impact of that competitor over the past 90 days? And it's not rocket science. It's a lot of work, but it's not rocket science to be able to run that kind of one-off report internally. And your data team might hate you for having to do it, but you can get some results there. The
Right.
problem is, to your point, is that it's not going on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, quarter-to-quarter basis, right?
Yeah.
Because your customers' lives are changing. The competition in your market is changing, right? Lord knows interest rates are changing, right? Like everything about our banks are changing on a regular basis. And if you're
Right.
not using data to stay in front of those changes, rather than just to occasionally go and, maybe do some navel gazing to see what happened at one point in time, right? And I'm not trying to come out with hot takes here, but I mean, the reality is that you have to stay on top of that data constantly. And it's a
Absolutely.
really hard thing to do on your own. And tools like Clarivis and with our data intelligence inside of it make it a hell of a lot easier for a banker to get that done.
Yeah. I don't know about you, David, but at least when we're having a lot of our initial conversations with different institutions of all sorts of sizes, right? All across the country, different geographies. A lot of it really just digs into, okay, what is the current strategy overall for the bank? And they may, shoot out three or five different projects or initiatives, more tactical based items that they're looking to do. And oftentimes it's around technology changes or updates. And it begs the question to say, well, how do you know you need to do that? What's really driving that? Let's get to the understanding the why behind it. And you can always back your way into making some of those decisions based on data, because the data is going to show you really, do you need to be making this investment or do you just feel like you need to be keeping up with the Joneses? Is that really the best thing based on what we're seeing in your customers' behavior? Things of that nature. Switching digital banking applications. Well, I mean, if everybody has some really good adoption already today and we can see the engagement is high, perhaps that's not the best investment in that area. Things
Bingo.
of that
Yeah, that's
nature.
exactly right.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think this partnership is just going to be absolutely incredible. We are so thrilled. Our whole product team has enjoyed working with your team. Certainly, the rest of our organization, and we're looking forward to helping elevate a lot of those truly valuable insights for our bank so they can grow, they can compete, we can continue to see our communities thrive. That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love it. The team at Clarivis is so committed to helping the community banks and your customer base. It's everything, right? Like it's not just another software company. And I think that shows every day in how you guys operate. And we love working with y'all.
Yeah, likewise. Well, cheers to that, David. Looking forward to a fabulous partnership together.
Absolutely. Thanks,
Thanks.
Amber.